Informative, enlightening, provocative, entertaining, amusing. Let me know and get that radio show.
I'm just trying to see where I come in here.
Where's that?
You haven't mentioned any of the things I do yet.
Ah, there's Richie with Jennifer and Roberta, and we'll be joined in a few minutes by Pam Popper, who runs the Wellness Forum. Joins us every week for some ideas, interesting ideas about health and what sweets, if you love sweets, what that says about you. Part of that in the focus. We'll have a little laughter at 10 after as well, right after this on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was kid high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Step into the shoes of the world's most cunning secret agent in Activision's GoldenEye 007 Reloaded for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. An innovative and contemporary take on the legendary James Bond adventure with the voices of Daniel Craig and Judi Dench, the game delivers stunning visuals, realistic environments, and intense gameplay. GoldenEye 007 Reloaded features 4-player split-screen action and 16-player online matches with more maps, weapons, characters, and game modes than ever before. GoldenEye 007 Reloaded is rated T for teen and is in stores now. I'm Mark Johnson.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We all know a good laugh is a mighty good thing, or rather a too scarce thing in our world today. And maybe that's what makes it more valuable, is because they are more, fewer and farther between. So here we have this yard sale and a sign up in front of the yard sale that was there apparently before the yard sale sign was put up. Need help? Call Jesus. 800-005-3787. And of course, out of curiosity, a lot of people call that number, 800-005-3787. And a Mexican kid showed up with a lawnmower.
Oh.
No. I didn't promise it was going to be Monday. There's a chuckle in that. Oh, stop it, Roberto.
We're not allowed to laugh.
I know.
All right.
We'll laugh after we start the commercial.
Stick a pin in Roberta. I think she's done. Pam Popper joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sock Love Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Nizwiner, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Proper medical information from Dr. Popper. Dr. Popper's proper I always do this every week.
She's a very proper popper.
She is. She's a proper popper person. Pam Popper is the operator of the Wellness Forum in Columbus, and in that capacity, she comes to give us some advice about living and health and wellness and that sort of thing every week at this time. I saw an article on a plane yesterday about what liking sweets says about your personality. You know, we all have this, this woman who's sitting actually next to me when I was reading the article, she had a bag that she bought in the airport of Hershey's chocolates. So she was sharing it with me, and we got into this discussion. I said, look at this article about how, what it says about people loving chocolate or sweets. What does it say about you? You are more likely to be agreeable, friendly, and compassionate than people who like bitter foods. So if you like sweets, you're liable to be a sweeter person. What does that do to your innards, though? And I think, did you confide in me once that you had a sweet tooth? Did I hear that from you?
Well, I think almost everybody does. We have sweet taste buds for a reason. Humans are designed to like sweet things. And nature's way of dealing with that is we have fruit. And so I think we make a mistake in the health business when we tell people that, eat this diet and your sweet tooth will go away. It doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. You just learn to deal with it a little more productively by eating strawberries and pineapple instead of chocolate and Milky Way.
Yeah, but eating strawberries is good. I was just looking at the five or six things I have out on my counter as I'm going through the program. I have little snacks. And I've got raspberries and blackberries and blueberries and
Yum.
Mango and pineapple and oranges
Yum.
And bananas and all that stuff. But off to the side, there's a Three Musketeers candy bar.
Well, and that's the issue. I just did a workshop over the weekend at a women's retreat, and we were talking about this issue because women tend to maybe have chocolate cravings and that sort of thing more than men do. And I said, listen, you don't want to eliminate chocolate. You don't want to never have a cookie again. That's not the issue. The issue is differentiating between food and a treat. And I think that if we're going to succeed at dietary change, we have to organize our environment to facilitate good choices instead of bad ones. And so in my situation, I know a lot about this, and I know a lot of reasons why I should stay away from things I shouldn't eat. But if I had chocolate kisses in the house, along with the pineapples and strawberries, now what I have to do is stand there and use willpower to make the right choice. But if I don't have that stuff in my house, and all I have is the pineapple and strawberries, then there's no willpower involved. I can only make right choices. And so I think people play games with themselves and make this a lot harder than it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And even with all that I know about this, it would be hard for me to constantly be tempted and make the right decision.
Yep.
You know, better to just organize your life so that it's easy to do the right thing.
Be stronger in the supermarket. That's where you have to be strong. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a great new book out called Change Anything, and it's written by a group that I've taken all of their classes. I think they're amazing. It's a group out of Utah. And in the book, one of the things that the authors say is that if you're having trouble sticking with the things you're supposed to do, you don't have a willpower problem. You have a math problem. And the math problem is too many forces working against you that you can control and get working in your favor if you understand them and you really take time to think about them. And I think that's the problem. People get their minds filled with information about what they're supposed to do, but then they go back to their same environment, all organized to facilitate wrong choices because that's what's been going on for a long time. So you have to really, you have to change things. Even when it comes to exercise, you know, a simple thing of changing the way you schedule yourself to do things can facilitate exercising as opposed to working against making
it
happen.
If you listen, I don't know if you know Andrea Metcalf, but she's a lady that we have on every week, sort of the same way we do yours. She's a really good fitness-focused person,
mm-hmm.
and she recommends every step, every move your body makes, you can move your muscles, make them tight, use the opportunity, take more opportunity to move your body, but also when you're moving it, know what muscles, because you can make almost any muscle work harder if you're thinking about making it work harder when you're using it.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's why trainers are so valuable, is because a trainer will teach you how to get more done in 45 minutes than you'll get done in 3 or 4 days of exercise on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so tell me what else went on at this women's forum this weekend. Sounds like there could have been some pretty interesting things going on there.
It was great. It was up in South Haven, Michigan, and there were about 50 women there. And my talk was on women's health issues. I do this talk a lot, which deals with everything from bone health to hormones and menopause and that sort of thing. But I learned an interesting thing. I always learn a lot from these things in addition to being a speaker. There was another physician there, and she talked about the way that people, you know, we were talking about eating habits at one point and why people eat certain foods and why they crave certain foods. And one of the things that she said, and she didn't really have evidence to back it up, but I think that just empirically we can look at it this way, is that people who crave and eat a lot of high-fat food, fat slows things down. It slows down digestion. I mean, just think about after Thanksgiving dinner, you're sitting there sort of like the beach whale on the couch. And she said, you know, people who are really stressed and anxious will medicate themselves with high-fat foods. And I actually ran this by somebody yesterday who's had a lifetime of poor eating habits that he's been working to overcome. And I said, do you ever feel that you did that in your past before you changed your habits? And the answer was absolutely. Because I may not have been consciously aware that the reason I was going to go eat 6 donuts was that I was trying to medicate myself, but that was the net result and why I went and did it again. And then long after I needed to do it, I kept doing it just out of habit, you know. So that was an interesting tidbit I picked up that was worth the trip for me.
You think more women do that than men?
No, not necessarily. I think that we all medicate ourselves in all kinds of different ways, ranging from bad foods to cigarettes to alcohol to repetitive behaviors to avoidance. Starvation is even a form of medication. Some people can really release endorphins through starvation. I don't understand that one, but it does work for some people. But I think men maybe I think there are a lot of men who do it. They're probably more likely to medicate themselves with high fat foods than chocolate. Women more maybe with chocolate.
Men.
Men are more in denial about it. At least I will say this: I probably not very many places in the United States where 50 men gathered this weekend to talk about their health issues. But women are more likely to congregate and talk about these things.
There are 50 men talking about why the Patriots lost to the Giants or something like that.
More likely
that,
to happen
right,
than talking about prostate issues, right?
Pam Popper, thewellnessforum.com is the website for the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. You can get the idea from her that she's fixated on doing things in a way that makes good sense. So, Pam, we're always happy to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you.
19 after the hour on Good Day.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now, and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougSteppen.com.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You found someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be back when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is all.
This song. A lot of important music helps to make up our attitude toward the day, toward the week, toward the month. I was looking at this, what first appeared to be kind of a silly story. We have it at the Today Hot Stories. What do we call this? From Today's Show. Why do we call it that, anyway? Why don't we call it something else that's catchier, Richie?
Because it basically has all of the parts from today's show.
Well, I know, but
so we thought it would be
something more
relevant
exciting
to call it from today's show.
Okay, thank you. And thanks also to a new medical procedure, having your blue eyes change to brown eyes. Can be done, or
the other way around.
Actually, it's the other way around.
It was brown eyes to blue eyes.
No.
Right.
You can, can. Is that no?
But hey, yeah. The song says, "Don't turn your brown eyes blue." Go with the
right.
And that's
Doctor, Dr. Greg Homer in Southern California says he's pioneered a new treatment that can permanently turn brown eyes into blue eyes without impacting your vision. He's at a place called Stroma Medical. It's taken him a decade to figure out how to remove the brown pigment, which is melanin, from your irises.
What's his name?
His name is Dr. Greg Homer, H-O-M-E-R.
All right, so you want to know what our people think on Facebook?
What do our people think on Facebook?
We said, would you do it? Would you say yes to that surgery? Sam says, why would I? Surgeries like this are unnecessary. I think they're foolish. Ted Wagner said, nope, never been a vain person or fake. I am what I am, and that's all that I am. Thomas says, who knows how that may affect your vision years down the road, like laser eyeball surgery. Uh-oh, Thomas, I had laser eyeball surgery.
Oh, no,
I hope
that's
you're wrong.
Great stuff. I
me
did
too.
Great
Kevin
stuff.
Hudson says, Dr. Okay, I don't know this. Dr. Minnelli's dream? Mangelli's dream? Do you guys know who Dr. Mangelli is?
No.
Dr. Mangelli, no.
All right. I don't
Not
know either, but he's
story
shuttered.
Anyway.
Cindy Kratzer says, green. She wants green eyes to go with her red hair. Why take a chance when you can wear contacts of different colors? You don't want to mess with your eyes. Rita Pierce says, no, thank you. I'll keep the color I was given. And Mike McManus says, God did mine already. Doubt any doctor could improve it.
So apparently, this guy's in Laguna Beach, by the way. Mm-hmm. You don't feel anything. I remember when I had my eyes operated on 3 or 4 years ago. Remember I said for 3 days felt like people were sticking pins in my eyes?
Yeah.
It was miserable. And then it ultimately didn't work. It worked for a while, but then it didn't work. So there are lots of different ways that you can fix your eyes, and some of them are safe. What happens here, according to the patients that have been interviewed, there's a computer-guided laser that does the work.
Right.
And apparently you watch something while it's being done. You don't feel anything. Your eyes get a little darker for the first week, and then in about 4 weeks they completely change their color. Costs $5,000 to do this. The brown pigment will not return, according to him. Now, whether he gives a guarantee or not, for $5,000, you got to do something along the lines of a guarantee. So, Roberta, you wouldn't have it done?
Well, Richie, my eyes are blue anyway, so...
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about theoretically. I'm talking theoretically.
Would I change my blue eyes?
Would you change the color of your eyes?
No.
No.
Yeah, I would if I had brown eyes, but I would wait until the surgery was, you know, at least 4 or 5 years down the road. I wouldn't do it immediately.
Jennifer?
No, I love my eyes. I would keep up.
I love your eyes, too, as a matter of fact. I think they're very piercing. Coming up...
I never get that far up.
An overview of cars. Cars in the news. It's... why do I even bother? 28 past the hour. They're blue.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case that could determine if police need a warrant to track a suspect's car with GPS. Using a GPS tracking device without a warrant could amount to unreasonable search and a violation of the Fourth Amendment. The Obama administration has appealed to the court, saying it's a necessary tool of law enforcement. In other news, Groupon became one of the newest tech companies to go public, and its stock rose 30% on the first day of trading. After turning down a $6 billion deal from Google, the online coupon service is being valued at over $16 billion. And finally, the Wall Street Journal reports that Google is discussing a plan to distribute cable television programming online. If Google gets it done, it'll be the first true video competition for cable operators like Comcast, Time Warner Cable, and Fios. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it. For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good, right there on one plate. Head to a better state, Safe Farm.
Tonight, on an all-new Hawaii 5-0. Crashes into the sea.
What the?
With a federal agent on board.
Agent Jensen was dead before this thing ever took off.
That doesn't make any sense, you know that, right?
And the person this mystery leads to will send shockwaves across the island.
Go ahead. Try your weapon. Shoot me. You'll be doing me a favor. Knock it off that easy.
New Hawaii 5-0.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day, you show good sense when you spend some time listening to the Good Day program. So some would say, Richie and Roberta and Jennifer, this is not a political statement, but I find it interesting. Especially you look around and see how the Republicans are eating their young with the guys, you know, those who would tell you, oh, it wasn't Mr. Perry or who. Anyway, the Republicans wouldn't do that to another Republican. It was those dastardly Democrats who started that rumor about sexual baloney. Anyway, to give the other side equal opportunity, Bill Clinton's got a new book. And in it, he is very critical of President Obama, which I find interesting. Criticizes the current president's governing tactics. Thinks the country is, quote, in a mess. Really?
No kidding.
This is a shocker. There's the headline from the book. And he blames President Obama and the Democratic Party in general. Writes that Obama blundered when he failed to fight for a raise in the federal debt ceiling while Democrats control both houses of Congress. He praises Wall Street executives. Not generally speaking what you hear from too many Democrats these days, right?
No, because that's where Bill's making his money now.
And implies that Obama's rhetoric and attacks on them are bad for the country and bad for the economy. Many of them supported me when I raised their taxes in 93 because I didn't attack them for their success. You know what? There's a lot to be learned by thinking about and going through. I'm now eager to sort of read that book and see what else is in there, but I think there's some pretty important things, some pretty interesting things in
that
statement.
That old rule about a former president talking about a current sitting president is kind of out the door now, isn't it?
It sure is now, isn't it?
Well, yeah. With him anyway, apparently it is. Hmm. So, but there's food for thought there, for sure. All right, so 25 before the hour. Speaking of food for thought, Richie, we have the big-voiced announcer standing by. I have the top 10 automobiles that thieves will not, they don't want, these cars are not.
They won't steal them.
They will not steal these cars.
Okay.
Cars that thieves do not want.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Number 10.
The Mini Cooper Clubman.
Yeah, those things are ugly.
Number nine.
Tony drives one of those things.
No, but she doesn't drive the Clubman.
Yeah, she does now.
Oh, she does?
She had a couple
with
of small
barn
ones,
doors on the back?
Yeah.
Number nine.
The Chevrolet Aveo. A-V-E-O. Yeah. I don't even know what those are. What are those?
It's a little one.
It's like a compact car, yeah.
Yeah. Super compact, yeah.
Okay. Number eight.
By the way, the payout, if your Aveo is stolen, they'll pay on average $7,600.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah. Number eight is a BMW 5 Series four-wheel drive.
Ew.
How many people are interested in that?
Yeah.
Number seven
is Saturn View.
Roberta? Oh, I had a
number
Saturn
six.
View. This oh, you know a... why it's plastic? That's why they don't want
what
it.
What it is? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going through
number
a list
six.
Of cars that are not being stolen, according to the Highway Loss
number
Data
six.
Institute. I got it, Richie.
Number six.
Number six. The Lexus RX 350. Isn't that that wagon?
Really?
It's the crossover car. SUV.
Yeah, ugly.
It's cute.
No, I wonder why that's a very popular car. I don't know.
Cute.
Number five.
Chevrolet Equinox four-wheel drive.
Oh, I have an Equinox.
Yeah.
Oh, so no one's going to steal
Nobody's
my car.
Steal
that's
your car.
Good.
But it'd be awesome.
I love my Equinox.
You just said you had a Saturn View.
I used to have a Saturn View. I had a Saturn View for like 3 years, and now I switched to a Chevy Equinox.
Number four.
Whatever.
Volkswagen CC. What is that?
A CC.
Oh, that's a great car.
Really?
It's so cute. Yeah.
Really?
Isn't it a convertible, I thought?
I know the difference. Number four on the list of cars that thieves don't want.
Number three
is the Chevrolet Equinox two-wheel drive.
No one wants a Chevy Equinox.
You're safe, Roberta.
Oh, my goodness.
That means it'll be worth not much when you trade it in, probably.
Number two.
Number two is the Mercury. Any Mercury. Do they even make them anymore? They don't make Mercury.
They don't make them anymore.
Don't they?
Yeah. Right.
Nah, they got rid of it.
You're going to be surprised at what's number one. The number one car that is least popular with thieves is the Audi A6 four-wheel drive. In addition to having better immobilizers, Audi's disfavor is attributed to the appearance, along with its luxury counterparts, the Lexus RX 350, the BMW 5 Series. Availability issues also prevent theft. For example, these cars are more likely to be spending the night in a suburban garage than on a city street. So that's one of the things that play into
it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right.
Because the Equinox is really popular. I had to wait a while for mine.
Did you?
So I'm surprised, yeah. But you're right. It could be in a suburban garage rather than on a city street. Right. Absolutely. Right.
So there's a little food for thought. Okay. Now.
I'm so proud of Roberta. She always buys American.
I do, absolutely.
Good.
Always buy American.
As opposed to Jennifer.
Right.
Hey. I've graduated from German to Japan. Sounds good.
Okay.
Still the only one of the staff that's a trader.
Would you like to know what the most popular cars are in the last 30 days? What cars have been selling more than any other car in the car dealerships around America?
That new little Volkswagen.
What's that?
That new little Volkswagen.
No, I don't see that on here.
Really?
No.
Okay. Do you have 10? You want your list again?
No, I only have 5.
Okay.
Number 5.
Number 5 on this list is the Ford Explorer.
Yep.
They sold 11,336 units last month, Richie, up 204% from last year at this time.
It's a good-looking truck.
Yeah.
New one, yeah.
You call them trucks. Some people call them Range Rovers. Trucks as well.
The new one I would call it is like the one I have. I have a 2010, and it feels like a truck. It's got 17-inch wheels on it. It feels like a truck.
Yeah.
But the new one is more car like. So I mean, I guess I would say just.
I have the Ford 150 that I'm driving as my car or truck. Has 17-inch wheels on it as well.
I was just driving a 07 F-150 for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
The Explorer, by the way, gets 28 miles to a gallon now.
Not mine.
This is a new EcoBoost engine.
I need that one then.
Yeah. Right.
Might be lucky if it gets 18.
All right. Okay,
Number four.
Number four, the Dodge Ram pickup truck. Wow. Have these things taken a turn? Sales of the Dodge Ram increased 45%. 24,522 units were sold last month. The biggest single factor in Chrysler's overall 27% increase has been the sale of these trucks. Wow. That's a lot of it. By the way, the Jeep Wrangler sold 11,338 units last month, up 47%. In other words, the Chrysler is really zooming up there. You never used to find the... You didn't find Rams.
It took a dive once it got taken over by Fiat.
And no, well, now they've grown back up again.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, if you're interested, Richie, the F-Series trucks last month, 54,410 units all told. That's up 15%. Silverado sales up 36% to 43,698.
Mm.
We're talking about specific numbers now in terms of what's selling and how much is selling and...
Number three.
Number three on this list, the Chevrolet Tahoe, which rose in terms of sales 62% last month.
Surprising with gas prices still kind of high.
Right. Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a great-looking car.
Yeah,
like
you think so?
Yeah. SUV.
This looks like another SUV. Okay, let's see.
Number
what's next?
Two.
Number two is the Toyota Highlander.
Too funny. SUVs all over this, huh?
51% sales increase year to year. 73,080 of these puppies got sold last month.
Mm. Number one,
the Nissan Versa.
Wow. That's a crossover, too, isn't it?
Unlike Japanese competitors, it's benefiting from full inventory levels. They're... You know, most of the Japanese cars are having a problem because they can't get them.
Yeah, the earthquake.
They sold 205,000 units last month of these things. Good God. That's a lot of damn cars for one.
Sure is.
Huh? Woo! Wow. All right, so also this is from...
So how many cars is that? In the top 10?
Half a million.
Wow.
And the average, we sell in this country between 11 and 12 million new cars. In the height of the best of the car business era, 14 million new cars a year. All right? So that's how that's working out. Now, there's something from California you may be interested in. California is making it mandatory now, Jennifer, for all new cars to be labeled with global warming scores. Figures California
global warming scores,
which takes into account emissions from vehicle use and fuel production. Mm-hmm. The law requires the labels, let's see here, are on all 2012 model cars. You have it on your car when you got your car, Jennifer?
No, I got mine in 10, though, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the score takes into account emissions related to production of fuel for each vehicle, as well as the direct emissions from vehicles. Score displayed next to the already required smog score.
Oh, see, I didn't even know they had a smog
California,
score.
California, my God.
Next year, I hear they're coming out with a snob score, too.
Yeah, right.
That I knew about.
Yeah. All right, if you want to...
Is it a letter or is it a number? Does it say?
It doesn't say here. It just says, if you want an explanation, go to the state's Drive Clean website. Let's see. This is actually, they're doing this over in the European Union.
California, no wonder they're going broke.
Yeah.
What's up with you people?
It's California's a great state, but man, there's some cuckamonga.
So kooky.
All right. Let's do something to help your face. Everybody ready?
Good luck.
All that smog has got to me out here.
Yeah, right. Fine lines, deep wrinkles. I wonder if that's Tony's developed a case of asthma. I wonder if that says so. We're all wondering.
You know, the smog here isn't so bad, but I have noticed allergies this year, which, never as bad as they were have been this year, I think.
Maybe that's it. Here's for those of you who are exposed to the sun in Southern California, the Southwest, the Southeast, no matter where you are, for the rest of the year, you're thinking about what to do, stocking stuffer-wise, or just a nice little thoughtful gift for somebody that you are close to. And this doesn't send the wrong message. This sends a message of I care about you. If you opened up a package, Roberta, and in it was a bottle of Fountain of Youth, which gets rid of deep wrinkles, would you think you're ugly, Roberta, because you got lines and wrinkles on your face.
I'd say thank you. I'd say this is terrific that you want me to look my best.
There you go. If you're over
35...
This is a cool thing. Fine lines, deep wrinkles, poof, gonzo. You look 10 years younger after a month of treatment with the Fountain of Youth. Proven technology increases skin hydration by 90%, and you get it free. That's it. Go online to, what's the website, organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day. So all you have to do, you're going to order a bottle of Fountain of Youth. This is... Well, I put it on my face every day. I kind of like it because it's not greasy. It doesn't have a smell to it. You can try a free bottle to get yourself into the groove, if you will, of Fountain of Youth. OrganicAttitude.com, radio code Good Day, America's number one anti-aging serum. It's yours free. Pay a $9.95 shipping and handling fee. That's the deal. So go to OrganicAttitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day, and watch the lines on your face go away free.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you friends, sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
The USO is partnering with Cheerios to send thanks and support to our nation's military families who sacrifice when their loved ones are serving. Specially marked boxes of Cheerios now feature cheer postcards. Simply cut out the pre-addressed card, write a message on the back, add a stamp, and mail it. The USO will distribute the cheer postcards to military families. Sloan Gibson is the USO's CEO.
While sending a message of thanks is a simple gesture, to these families, receiving a cheer postcard will be a welcome reminder that others care. It's an easy way for us to touch the lives of military families. Another way sending cheer helps support military families is that for each postcard received from a specially marked cereal box, Cheerios will donate $1 to the USO for programs that support our troops and their families.
Cheerios has already donated $150,000 and will donate up to an additional $100,000 to the USO based upon the number of postcards received by November 30th, 2012. For more information, visit Cheerios.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, so one more bit of car news from DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. I don't know how we're doing. This may be a pretty good Facebook question, Jennifer. The owner of a large Alabama car dealership derided as Taliban Toyota by a competing Toyota dealer has been awarded $7.5 million in damages after a trial against the other guy who owned the other dealership claimed this was slanderous. The Iranian-born owner of this Eastern Shore Toyota dealer in Daphne, Alabama, sought $28 million in damages from Bob Tyler Toyota, claiming employees at the dealership falsely portrayed him as an Islamist militant to customers.
That's a little offensive to Taliban Toyota.
Stupid Taliban.
Yeah.
This is what this guy was using this in his ads.
The feeling
I got in the car.
A little slanderous. I'm no lawyer.
The feeling I received in the courtroom from for the truth to come out was worth a lot more than anybody could give me in terms of money, said Mr. S. Fasani.
And now I will release jihad.
Right. The sales manager at the Bob Tyler Toyota dealership on the stand told his customers that people who were considering buying from this other Toyota dealership is that this guy was of Middle Eastern descent.
Taliban!
And he followed the Islamic Revolution, and so you shouldn't buy your car from this guy.
Taliban!
Huh? $2.5 million in compensatory damages, $5 million in punitive damages. 51, man, oh man. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Taliban! Taliban! Taliban!
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Desire by U2.
Rattle and
from
Hum.
The concert film Rattle and Hum.
My baby.
Released during this week in 1988. I'm impressed that you remember back that far, Richie.
Remember back that far? I waited in line to get tickets for this movie on the first night.
There you go.
It was a big deal. I remember that.
It was huge. Yeah.
All right, so that's how we get started. This is the movie moments part of the Good Day program. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is taking his daughter someplace. There's something going on at school today.
No.
So isn't that it?
It's his business.
Oh, business.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Yeah, well. Okay. So we're into the mood and the mode. We have, actually, this contest today is a pretty good one. Number one movie during this week in 1984. So we go back 25 years for this. Most of you ought to remember it, just if nothing else, because of the voice. 800-510-8255 is the number to call. If you are the first person in and have the right answer and have never won before in Movie Moments, you'll get a swell Doug Steffen prize. Here's the first audio clue.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
Got it.
And that's not even the voice that we're looking for.
No.
Here's the next clue.
Thank you, Sarah, for your courage through the dark years. I can't help you with what you must soon face except to say that the future is not set. You must be stronger than you imagine you can be. You must survive, or I will never exist.
Here's the gimme. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This will make it easy for even Roberta.
I'll be back.
Right. 800-510-8255. All right, some movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse their large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com. www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
You know how Chucker likes to embellish on things and he might only get to the top five? I'm going to do him one better and get all 10. Seems actually, Richie, you got the big voice announcer today.
Yeah.
You got them all warmed up. So let's go with the top 10 movies from this past weekend in order from number 10 to number 1. Everybody ready?
Hold on a minute. I'm going to give you something.
Ready.
What? What do you have to do? It's just hit the button.
No, I'm going to hit this button first.
Number 10.
Number 10, Moneyball. Took in $1.9 million. That's the
Brad Pitt
movie. Good movie, yep. Right.
Number 9.
Number 9, The Ides of March. That's the George Clooney movie. It's taken in only $36,000 so far, which is kind of surprising.
$36 million, you
mean. What I say? $36,000. Yeah, $36,000. Yeah.
Number 8.
That's why we let this chucker most of The Rum Diary. I don't even know what that's about. Anybody ever heard?
Movie.
That's really? Yeah.
He's only taken in $10 million so far.
Yeah, it's bombing. Yeah.
Number 7.
Number 7 is Real Steel. That's not about taking in $78 million.
That's the Disney Hugh Jackman robot boxing movie.
Number 6.
Number 6 is Footloose. Taking in
number 5.
$44 million hasn't done all that well. In Time. Number 5. What's that about? Anybody know? $24 million.
In Time. I can't remember.
No that. Idea.
Number 4.
Paranormal Activity is taking in $95 million since it was released.
Number 3.
Is a very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
Number 2.
Tower Heist took in $25 million first weekend out.
Number
and
1.
Puss in Boots, another $33 million, making in 2 weeks, $75 million its total. All right, let's get to the lady in Cadillac named, is this Nicole or Noel? Who is this?
It's Noel.
Oh,
and
Noel.
I want to say hi to Jennifer, and the answer is the Terminator.
The Terminator. Hi, Jennifer. And the Terminator.
Hi.
There it is. Yes, the Terminator.
I'll be back.
Number 1 during this week of 1984. Good job, sir.
I'll be back.